Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday night showdown with the Bills.
You're not going specifically against Josh Allen in this game, but what, you know, as a fellow quarterback, what has always kind of maybe impressed you about Josh Allen?
His uniqueness of just making things happen when plays break down. Strong arm. Can make any throw on the field. Definitely.
Hey, Lamar, how can you describe this vibe, excitement going into, you know, against Bills?
The same as last week. I feel like our guys just locked in. Playoff atmosphere is pretty much serious around the building. Our guys haven't been, we've been joking, but, like, not that much. You know, guys just locked in because, like I said, a lot of us was here last year, and we know, like, what's at stake for us.
Lamar, it's supposed to be even colder in Buffalo than it was last weekend here. What will you do to manage that?
Hopefully we have some heaters on the sideline. Bigger jacket, probably. I got to talk to Kaniko to see what he got going on. Equipment guys, they pretty much do a great job, though, so we should be good.
But you don't do gloves under any circumstances?
Nah. Lamar, I tried it in practice. I was horrible. Leave that up to Teddy, two gloves, Teddy Bridgewater.
Shout out to Teddy. Aside, it seems like you do handle the cold weather pretty well. I mean, being a Florida guy and everything.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to win, so it really don't matter. I can't go into a game and be like, man, it's too cold. I can't make things happen. You know, coach, them probably send me home. Eric, them be probably trying to come, you know, have me go up there, upstairs and talk to him and stuff. So I got to lock in the cold.
Lamar, what do you think has made Rashad Bateman such a reliable red zone threat this season?
Man, him just being him, like, we got plenty of film on Bateman just getting open on guys, you know, but the ball wasn't going his way, you know, because it was always out my hands or his pressure or something backside, so he wasn't able to get the ball. But us just watching film and just building chemistry over and over, you know, day in, day out, and him just being the best player he can be, he's just lighting things up, making my job a lot easier, getting open even more. You know, and we got a lot of guys on our offense, man. Tight ends, a lot more receivers, running backs. So it's hard to keep an eye on one guy.
Do you kind of get the sense that this game is the main event this weekend? Is this sort of the matchup that everybody wants to see?
Excuse me for everyone watching, but I really don't care who's watching. And, like, no, to me, like, the players, us players, we just trying to win. We really don't care, like, how people feel about it. We trying to go in there and just win. You know, that's a tough environment, tough team, offense, defense, special team. We're just trying to go there and win.
So you don't feel any different as far as the build-up to this matchup?
So I believe we already built up. You know, it's playoffs. It's not like we can go out there, lose a game, and then prepare for another game. You know, it's win and go home. So we already, like, lit.
Lamar, we know what your goal has been since you've gotten drafted here. You get to this time of year in the playoffs, obviously you're getting closer, but when you win a playoff game, what does that feel? Does it make you think about the end goal anymore? How do you handle playoff win?
Lock in for the next week. You know, probably that night, you know, you cool talking about things that happen within the game. But after that, it's like, all right, we got another game. You know, it's no get high, get low. Just stay focused.
Well, you guys had a lot of different combinations of receivers and tight ends in the game at various times last week. How did that go operationally, just in terms of everyone being on the same page?
It was pretty smooth. Like you said, everyone being on the same page, it just had everything flow smooth for us on the offensive side of the ball.
Lamar, we saw in Hard Knocks another instance of you having to catch your pants from falling down. Is that the offensive
play? Damn. Nah, they put my pants down. One of them, like, I guess they were just trying to tackle me. Not literally pantsing me, nothing like that. Nothing like that. But, I was, you know, they just tackled me, got me, I guess, too aggressive, just making sure I was down, my pants slipped. So, Hard Knocks, stop putting that up.
You quarterback from the 2018 draft class, right? You're kind of this group, you're viewed as this group. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship with Josh Allen? Do you ever see him off season at any of these charity events or anything like that?
Do I see Josh Allen? I don't know. I probably seen Josh, like, early on in our career, like going to certain events, like Super Bowl time and stuff like that. But off season, I don't really chill with people off season, like, especially not other quarterbacks. Like, nothing like, don't get me wrong, it's no problem, nothing like that. But it's like, we compete against each other. Like, I'm trying to beat you. Like, I'm not trying to be your friend.
Yeah, do you think, though, that because you guys were from the same draft class, that you'll kind of always be linked together?
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. When we older, we'll probably laugh about it. But right now, it's serious. I ain't laughing with you. For real.
Larry, it's been probably 2 months, I think, since you've thrown an interception. This is a team that... Sorry. Well, but this is a team that I think is up there second and third in most takeaways. What if you, and we saw it even last week, that end of half drive, you know, being intentional about, you know, Steelers are going to be swiping at the ball and that sort of thing. What have you done this season to really tighten that part of your game up?
Just overly focus on that part of the game, just protecting the ball, because just going back, like I said, just watching film, a lot of our games came down to us with turnovers, getting back on track, stuff like that. So coach overemphasizing that on us, like making sure, you know, ball security, this and that. And that plays a part with me, not just fumbling, but keeping the ball out of the defender's hands as well, you know. Put the ball, only my receiver can catch the ball and make moves. So that's pretty much just been a all-around overemphasis focus for us.
Lamar, you were able to put up 28 points without having Zay out there. If Zay is still unable to play, how big of a challenge does that put on this offense when you don't have a Zay out there?
It's a huge challenge. You know, that's a guy been with us all season long, been making things happen for us. And just him being him, what he brings to the game, it's like we going to miss that. But, you know, we got guys who locked in and ready to step up to the plate for us.
Come on. This is a year seven for you. Do you think you have a greater appreciation and understanding of what it takes to win in the playoffs than, you know, say, 2019, 2020?
I always had the appreciation. We just didn't come out with success. But, yeah, it's just different from, like you said, like the experience part of it. Like certain things you had to clean up in those playoff games, that the ones we won, we didn't really have those problems with the ones we lost, you know. So just me watching, like I said, watching film and learning from my mistakes just made things a lot easier for me.
Lamar, two more, please. Two more.
As a team, you're coming off a game when you put up almost 300 yards on the ground and you had success running the ball against these guys the first time around. How important do you think, especially on a cold night, that the run game is going to be in this game?
I feel like that's just playoff football, especially in playing up north. You got to be able to run the football, especially with the cold, the wind. The cold really don't play that part. It'd be the wind, really, you know. So sometimes you got to run that ball. You know, it'll play a huge part.
Lamar, I know you played, obviously beat these guys earlier this year, but and it's been a few years since you played them in the playoffs. But does that last playoff game matter to you? Do you?
Hell yeah. I just saw it. Like, I just see a little clip they always like to post. Like, they like to throw that out, that little interception return. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that, though.
All right, thank you, Lamar.